The Supreme Court ruled unanimously to allow a man who lost part of his leg in a trucking crash to sue a major logistics company that hired that truck. The man's attorneys argued that the truck driver had been cited for careless driving in another crash months earlier, and that the broker, C.H. Robinson, should share liability. Last month, CBS News chief investigative correspondent Jim Axelrod spoke to families who lost loved ones in similar crashes, who could also be impacted by this ruling.
This is what Ohio State troopers confronted, responding to a crash outside of Cincinnati the day before Christmas, 2022.
Can you hear me?
A tractor trailer heading north on I-75 crossed the median and slammed into two vehicles.
They were texting me throughout their drive, saying how close they were, where they were, and then I heard nothing.
Amy Ross had planned to host Christmas for her family that year. In those two cars, her mother Kimberly, a sister Lauren, another sister Karen, and brother-in-law Jeremy Bainey.
And that's when we got in touch with the police, and the police said they're all gone and there was nowhere to go. There was no hospitals to go visit them at.
The driver of the truck, a Cuban national with a green card, had left Miami 2 days earlier in a truck that police said had a stolen federal registration number. A toxicology report showed elevated levels of cocaine and methamphetamines in his system. After the crash, the driver fled back to Cuba.
How does a guy like this end up hauling goods for Walmart?
I don't think that this driver or many others like him end up on the road, but for the broker, turning a blind eye.